This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you are just joining us today, we got a voice message on the Odyssey app from a listener who found out some pretty heavy information about his wife after she passed away.
A few days after she passed, I received her belongings from the hospital, including her cell phone. And as I was going through her accounts to shut things down, I found out that she's been having an affair with someone for the past 2 years. I really don't want to go to her funeral now, but I also don't want to tell her family because they think the best of her. But I know it'll be suspicious if I don't go. I'm really at a loss on what to do.
So what about you, Rockaholics? Have you ever found out something about a loved one after they passed? And how did you handle that information? 206-803-ROCK.
We do have some very conflicting text messages that we'll definitely get to in a couple of minutes. But I believe Rose is on the phone.
We have Rose from Tacoma. Tell us what you found out about your son.
Good morning, you guys.
What's up, Rose?
all the morning chores. So I found out that my son had two girlfriends when he was fighting leukemia. They were both girls that he had dated in high school. One was, you know, when he was about 15, 16, they broke up. He started dating this other girl. They broke up and then he got sick and started talking to both of them and basically had both of them on the hook as his girlfriend. And when I found out, I was like, buddy, what are you doing?
Man, see, this is the moment where I'd be a terrible parent. I'd be like, high five. Like, you know, you're dealing God. With so much crap in your life. Might as well just have fun.
Yeah. But he was too sick to, you know, do stuff.
Right. But I mean, at least he's like, I would imagine they were bringing his spirits up just by communicating with them.
Yeah, I have another really funny story about one of the times he was in the hospital and one of them visited. That's a whole nother therapy session. But about a week before he passed and we were still having a lot of hope that we were going to get him better and everything, I was like, what are you doing? Like, you got to pick one. And he was like, when I get better, I'll choose one. And I'm like, all right, like, this is your spider web, you're in it to win it, I guess. And then he passed, and you know, he's been gone now a little over 3 years, and they pretty much feud over who he loved more.
I was gonna ask you that question. Were they aware that they were both, you know, his girlfriend at some point? Did they come to you then to kind of get closure?
They found out that he was, air quotes, dating both of them after he passed. So they were the ones that found out after his passing that both of them were, you know, in his pocketbook. And, you know, he was super young, and we find it really beneficial for the dork squad, as I call them, to get together for events. You know, we do a Dorksmas thing at Christmas, and we get together for his birthday and stuff like that. And these two girls typically show up, and, you know, there's a little bit of side wrangling to kind of keep them moderately separate across the living room.
Rose, do you have one that's the favorite for you?
Maybe.
Man, that is some crazy stuff that was left in your lap. Like, you have to, like, navigate these two girls that will forever have, like, a connection but don't like each other because of it.
Right. And mind you, he was 21 when he passed. So, like, everybody's young. They've got a lifetime to heal over this. But, yes, the one that he went to prom with, she has been my house sitter when I travel for work. And
oh, so that's the one you like more. Yeah.
The other one, you know, she's a nice enough girl.
She's okay.
She just is a little bit extra, but, you know.
So he was dating Sarah? Hey, Rose, I do have a question because we're looking at the text messages. I feel like maybe you would be in a better spot to be able to comment on this because some people are just saying, hell no, sure. Don't go and tell her family. She betrayed your trust, regardless of whether she passed away. Another person's like, screw her. I tell everybody in the funeral with screenshots. Another person says, it's not going to help anybody. You don't need to share that info. It doesn't mean to be shouted from a mountain. Should be kept to himself. Put yourself in this person's shoes. Would you let other family members know that the person that they loved was not necessarily on the up and up, or would you just kind of keep that to yourself?
Not her family. I mean, you could trust your family with it, but not her family. Why cause them more pain and suffering? And for the love of God, go to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
And somebody brought up, what if that guy shows up to the funeral?
That would be a little dramatic. I mean, I will say that at my son's memorial, there was a moderate amount of drama between my girls.
Oh, boy.
Well, Rose, we love you. And even a text message said, I love Rose. She lost her son, but she's still laughing and joking about the girlfriends.
Yes.
And has a great attitude and a great spirit. Rose is definitely one of our favorite people.
We love you, Rose.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.